Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Meltzner. The agency was contacted by a relative of Buck's.
So what does that mean?
This cousin, Candace Fitzgibbons is her name, is very interested in adopting Buck.
She resides in Harlanville, where Buck was born.
I want to give Buck a good life. I promise.
Did we just meet Buck's new mom?
Harlanville Times, page one, 14 years ago today.
Thief drowns in single car accident. Mr. Skint told you that your dad died in an accident.
I never knew any of the details.
I think we should start at the Harlanville Times office.
Walter Greentree, editor-in-chief.
It's about my dad. His name was Cash Oliver.
He left an impression. What's the meaning of this, Sheriff?
Cash. The red Buick out front. That's the car you drove here, right?
I was going to return it.
Turn around. I gotta handcuff you.
So the sheriff, what was his name?
Adam Stone. He's still with the department here.
Buck! Buck Oliver! Of course! You look just like your old man. Just a couple of weeks ago, I found a key that was labeled as belonging to a local storage unit. I went to check it out and found a whole bunch of stuff that Cash had stored there.
Really? Could I see it?
Tomorrow morning?
Great.
Hey, you've been really quiet.
Just thinking.
About?
Everything that seemed clear before, doesn't.
Like your dad?
My dad, Eugene and Katrina. Being back in Harlanville, I know it's been forever since I lived there, but there's something about it that still feels like home.
Your phone.
Can you pick it up?
Yeah. Hello, Buck Oliver's personal assistant. Oh, hi, Mrs. Meltzner. Yeah, he's right here, but he's driving. Sure, I'll tell him. No problem. Bye.
What was that about?
Katrina just wanted to make sure you were home for dinner by 6. Hmm. She said there was something they want to talk to you about.
I might have a few things to talk to them about, too. This food's really good, Miss Katrina.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. So, Buck, Eugene and I have something to discuss with you. Something we're very excited about.
Extremely.
Oh, vacation plans?
Better, we think.
New car?
Even better.
Another dog?
Perhaps we should just tell you. Katrina?
Buck, we decided to become your foster parents because we cared about your well-being.
Yeah, and I appreciate you stepping in.
But we've come to really love you like a son.
Uh-huh.
We would like for you to officially be part of our family. We'd like to adopt you.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, because we love you and we want to take care of you and be there for you.
We have to go through all the proper channels, of course. And to be forthright, there's been a recent development. A relative has entered the picture.
Miss Platt will talk to you more about that, and you'll need to meet this person first. Ultimately, it is your choice about who you want to live with.
And I don't want to meet with her.
Oh, it's just a necessary protocol.
I mean, I know what I want already.
Well, that's excellent. But Miss Platt insists that you at least meet with her.
I don't want you to adopt me.
What?
I don't want anyone to adopt me.
Well, I don't understand. Why not?
Yeah.
Why does it matter? I just don't... I'm sorry. You know, I'm gonna go get some homework done.
Huh?
Thanks again for dinner.
Sure. Eugene.
I don't know.
Why didn't you say yes? Why won't you let them adopt you?
I don't want anyone adopting me out of pity or obligation, Jules. I heard Eugene say it himself. He hasn't bonded with me.
But that doesn't make any sense.
They're good folks. They tried, but I'm not going to be that guy that mooches off of people who don't want him around.
Buck, you're going to age out of the system soon.
You don't think I know that?
At least this gives you a family, a place here in Odyssey.
Maybe Odyssey isn't where I belong.
Of course it's where you belong.
I think I'm more of a Harlanville kind of guy. I'm more kielbasa than kombucha. Oh, there's the abandoned gas station. Keep an eye out for the driveway.
I can see what he means about it being hard to find. I've never seen such thick woods.
There it is.
You know, I still think that if you asked Eugene...
Jules!
You don't want to talk about it.
My mind is made up.
Come in, come in. Glad you found the place.
Oh, it was no problem, Sheriff Stone.
Please, just call me Adam.
Oh, something smells really good in here.
I made breakfast. Figured you'd be hungry.
Oh, you didn't need to do that.
Yep, shrimp and grits.
That's a real thing?
I haven't had shrimp and grits in forever. Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I'm not surprised. It was your dad's favorite, too.
It was? I never knew.
Look, I can't give you back your dad, Buck. But after today, you're gonna know a whole lot more about him. Apologize in advance for the mess. My garage wasn't all that clean even before I hauled this stuff in here.
Look at all this!
Yeah, your dad was into all kinds of stuff.
A football jersey. With Oliver on the back. He played football?
He was the star quarterback of the Harlanville Hornets. Until he blew out his knee in his senior year.
Well, Buck plays football.
If you're anything like your dad, I'm guessing you're unstoppable.
Yeah, he is pretty good.
I'm okay.
Oh, hey, Buck, look back here. A motorcycle, a leather jacket, a futon.
You okay, son?
It's just overwhelming. I mean, all this stuff belonged to my dad. I don't know where to start.
Well, he must have been a Browns fan. And it looks like he was into fishing. Hey, check out all these rods, Buck.
Oh, I like fishing too.
Take a rod with you.
Hey, a safe. There's a safe back here under these boxes. Come on.
Do you know what's in it, Adam?
Sure don't. It's biometric.
What's that mean?
It opens by fingerprint. And only the one it was programmed for. So, without my dad...
There's no getting in.
There has to be another way to open it. Let me see. Isn't there, like, a backup key or something?
Just this panel where he'd scan his fingerprint. Right here.
Oh! Buck, it was programmed for your fingerprint.
He used mine?
You must have been just a tyke.
I guess fingerprints don't change over time.
We'll open it.
I am.
Pleasant first light, Katrina.
Good morning to you too, Eugene. I'm glad you slept in. Here, have some coffee.
Is Buck still asleep?
Apparently he and Jules went to work on a research project early this morning. He left a note.
You know, I still don't understand. How could we have been so mistaken?
I've been racking my brain trying to comprehend it, too. I suppose I was so concerned about the paperwork going through, it never occurred to me that Buck wouldn't want us to adopt him.
It is puzzling in the least.
It feels like our family is disintegrating. Even though we were never officially a family, I suppose.
Could it be that he simply prefers to be on his own?
Honestly, I don't know what to think right now.
Papers. Just a bunch of papers.
Anything interesting?
Marriage certificate, hunting license, a high school diploma. Hey, some articles on his football games.
The newspaper always had a picture of Cash in it during football season. Oh, hand me that letter.
It's about a scholarship.
Yeah, he had two offers to play football in college. course, when his knee went out, that was all over. Hand it here.
Wait, there's something written on the back, Buck. Turn it over.
Huh.
A map! Someone drew out a map.
To where?
It looks like it's around here somewhere. There's County Road 112, and I recognize Weismer Lane, Decca Road. Does that sound familiar to you, Adam?
It does. That was your dad, always playing games.
What kind of games?
He liked to hide stuff. Concert tickets, bags of chips, little things. And then draw a map for his buddies to find it. It was fun.
Hmm. Do you think this maps to something you guys already found?
Most likely. Let me see it. I'd remember it.
If it's not, maybe we could find it. I mean, the chips would be stale, but it would still be fun.
Yeah, he probably only kept it as a memento. Hand it here.
It's just some chicken scratch nonsense. I'll put it back.
I'd still like to.
Hey, what did you do that for? I was looking at it.
Like Adam said, there's probably nothing there now. And we're late getting you home.
We are?
It's almost noon.
Oh, right. We are. Well, thanks, Adam.
Well, can't you stay a little longer?
We'll come back another time. Let's go, Jules.
I have to get home?
Well, I had to say something. I don't trust Adam. He knew about the map. He asked specifically to look at that letter, and he kept saying, hand it here. The look in his eyes. He knows something.
I think you're jumping to conclusions.
Maybe, but maybe not.
So what do we do now?
Let's say we visit Mr. Greentree again at the newspaper office. He might be able to give us more information.
Oh, hi there, you two.
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad you came back. I had my assistant make copies of everything I had.
Oh, thanks.
Nora, is that file on Cash Oliver done yet?
Nearly.
You put it together even quicker than we expected.
Happens to be a very slow news day. Our top story is about the changes in the chicken beauty contest at the county fair. Seems wattle length is no longer a factor. Everybody's up in arms about it. Well, what you got?
Mr. Greentree, when you were pulling my dad's file together, did you notice what kind of crimes he committed?
Well, car theft. You know about that. Some shoplifting, petty theft, trespassing. Oh, he conned some people with a partner.
Mr. Skimp?
Yeah, that's the name. The only really big job he did was the Goldwyn case.
And what was that?
He broke into a jewelry store. Stole a bunch of diamonds. Not his usual type of crime.
Wow.
I don't know how he thought he was going to get away with it. Mr. Goldwyn had security cameras throughout the shop. Cash must have realized he was bound to get caught. He turned himself in later.
And returned all the diamonds?
Yep. He still served time in prison for it, but not nearly as much as if he hadn't come clean. There was one thing that always seemed strange to me, though.
What was that?
Well, Mr. Goldwyn had recently returned from the annual International Gem Exhibit in East Africa. While he was there, he'd purchased some very impressive rubies. I even did a feature on them.
Did Cash take those?
No. Mr. Goldwyn did monthly gemology talks at the community center. Cash broke in while Goldwyn was doing a presentation about the rubies.
Likely because he knew Mr. Goldwyn wouldn't be at the shop.
Well, sure, but see, the gems he was showing were far more valuable than anything in the store. Why not rob it when the most valuable pieces were there?
I guess he wasn't all that smart.
Yeah, or just not thinking. He made a lot of not-so-bright moves that night.
Here, Mr. Greentree, the Cash Oliver file.
Oh, thank you, Nora.
Not a problem.
There you go, Buck. You're welcome to take a look at all this in the break room downstairs.
Thank you, sir. You've been real helpful. My dad's sure gotten in a lot of trouble.
At least it's nothing too serious. It's not like he was robbing banks or blowing up bridges.
According to this police report, he did blow up a garden shed. And a crime's a crime. There's no sugarcoating it, Jules.
Shoplifting, petty theft. Hey, here's one he did with Skint.
Yeah, I've seen Skint on a few of these reports.
Huh. An announcement for one of Goldwyn's presentations is next to the article. Lecture this month on the Great Diamonds. Hope, Descartes, and Centenary.
Ah, here's the Goldwyn break-in story.
Oh, wow. The mugshot of Cash sure does look a lot like you.
According to this, my dad was working with a partner, but never revealed who it was.
Maybe Skint?
Maybe. Along with the diamonds, the security camera caught him taking a backpack from under the counter. Mr. Goldwyn said it belonged to him, but didn't have anything in it.
He needed something to carry the diamonds in. This is a copy of the police report for when he stole the car for the interview. Red Buick, nothing fancy.
The date shows that the jewelry store theft happened before my mom was pregnant with me.
He stole the car the morning of the interview. Wait a minute. It looks like...
What?
You need to see this. There.
What? That can't be.
I think we just ask him, Eugene. You know, say, Buck, we're curious if there's something we did that would cause you not to want to be a part of our family.
Do you truly believe he'd be honest with us?
It's at least a place to start.
Oh, good. Buck, we were just talking about you.
Yeah, we were wondering if...
You had my dad arrested.
What?
What are you talking about?
There aren't many Eugene Meltzners around here. Look, your name is listed as the person who reported him.
Well, I didn't realize... Oh, Buck, that was so long ago.
You really did turn in Buck's father?
I don't know. I remember reporting it, but of course, I didn't know who it was.
Do you realize how different things could have been? He was trying to start fresh, get a stable job for me. Because he cared about me.
Oh, Buck.
If he hadn't been arrested during that interview, he would have gotten the job. He probably would have become an honest man. I could have had a dad.
No, Buck, let me explain, please.
I did it. You think you were doing the right thing, but you couldn't mind your own business. You ruined my dad's life, and mine too.
Wait, Buck.
It's so improbable that the thief of my foster parents' car was... Well, I had no idea.
How many years ago was this?
I just started at the college, so I was barely even a teenager. Do you recall me saying that I'd been attempting to convince the Burnetts to adopt me?
Oh, yes.
Their car was stolen from the school parking lot when we were at a function. I believed if I found the thief, well, I'd be worthy of being their son.
Oh, Eugene.
Anyway, I noticed on the parking lot security footage that the thief had dropped a piece of paper. I found it in a bush near where the car was parked.
What was it?
It was a receipt from a local donut shop. It was relatively simple from there. We went to the shop and asked who bought two banana cream-filled donuts at 7:30 a.m. that morning. The proprietor checked the credit card receipts and gave Mr. Burnett the name.
You were a hero, Eugene. You did the right thing.
That's what my social worker said when I spoke to her about it. I remember the moment well. We were walking down the hallway in the city courthouse. It was one of the rare times I became emotional in the presence of someone else.
Understandably.
I recall saying, all I wanted was a dad who wanted me. I didn't care about expensive gifts or any flaws they may have. I just wanted a family. Well, apparently Buck doesn't feel the same. He'd prefer to be on his own, it would seem.
Oh, he's not thinking clearly by blaming you. He's just showing loyalty to his father.
But I, too, wonder what might have happened in Mr. Oliver's future, and Buck's, should I not have had him incarcerated.
You can't blame yourself. Cash made poor choices, and those choices had consequences. Besides, if he chose to steal a car once, he likely would have done it again.
But you don't know that!
Buck, we were just discussing that perhaps I was... Why do you have your backpack?
Yes, where are you going?
I just got off the phone with my social worker. I asked if I could be moved to a different foster family for a while.
What?
She said she'll need to talk to you. But until then, I'll be staying with the Matthews.
What? You're leaving?
I don't think I can stay here. It feels... like I'm betraying my dad.
Oh.
See you around.
I can't believe you just left them.
I need some space. Eugene may have been responsible for ruining my dad's life. I
think my dad was genuine in wanting to start over.
But you'll never really know.
At least if I'm staying at the Matthews, I'm closer to your place when you say you urgently need to go for a walk.
True.
So, what did you want to talk about that we couldn't discuss over the phone?
Well, do you remember the street names we saw on the map?
Yeah, a few.
Like Decker Road?
I remember you asking about it.
Well, what if it's not a road? What if the RD at the end was actually part of the word, and it really said Descartes?
Why does that sound familiar?
Because Mr. Goldwyn did one of his community presentations on the Descartes diamond, which is a 27-carat diamond, by the way.
You think they're connected? That's a stretch.
Not as much as you might think. I looked up some information on the International Gem Exhibit that Mr. Goldwyn attended a few weeks before the break-in.
Okay.
The Descartes diamond was at that exhibit.
Probably why he went. He was interested in it.
During the exhibit, the diamond was stolen.
Don't tell me you think my dad did that.
No, but what if Mr. Goldwyn did and your dad found out about it? He could have broken into the store to get it, stealing other diamonds to make it look like that's what he was after.
And then returned the other diamonds, keeping the Descartes.
Right.
My dad left with a backpack.
That Goldwyn said had nothing in it.
Because if the diamond had been in there, he couldn't tell the police it was stolen, because he'd stolen it himself.
Exactly. There's nothing he could do.
Would that make Goldwyn want to get revenge on my dad?
I have to imagine it would.
Oh, okay. This is a lot. We need to get that map, but I still don't want Adam finding out.
We need him, though. The garage won't open without a code.
4713.
You saw it?
You can't be around skin as long as I was and not pick up on a thing or two.
We'd have to go while it's dark.
We'll leave early tomorrow.
Ow!
We're almost there.
We should have brought flashlights.
We can't risk being seen. And the sun should be coming up soon.
I can't even remember what direction the car is.
I do. Just follow me when we go back.
Okay.
Ah, there's the garage.
There aren't any lights on in his house.
Good. Let's hurry.
Okay. He has a dog?
Appears so.
Oh, quiet. Don't be so loud.
I can't help it.
I'm talking to the garage.
All right. Let's get the map and get out of here.
The safe's behind the futon.
Yeah.
Oh, hurry.
I'm trying. You're bad. Got it.
Do you see the map?
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, what's going on?
Adam!
Run, Jules!
Stop! Get back here!
Run!
It looks like more pieces of Buck's past are starting to fit together. Of course, one big piece involved his father stealing the car that belonged to Eugene's parents. Now Eugene wonders if he did the right thing by solving that crime, since Buck ended up getting hurt by it. But even good decisions can have unintended consequences. In Exodus chapter 5, Moses and Aaron took a message from God to the ruler of Egypt. Free the Hebrew slaves! But Pharaoh didn't listen. Instead, he made life harder for the slaves, who then blamed Moses and Aaron for making things worse. But that didn't mean the men were wrong to do what God said. Only God knows the future and how one choice might impact another. We just need to make the best decision possible, guided by scriptures like Micah 6:8, which tells us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Do your best to do what's right, and He'll take care of the rest. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. As Buck Would Have It, Part 2, was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Robbie Bruce, Peter Lurie, Jim Meskimen, Shona Rodman, Will Ryan, and Audrey Wazalewski. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.